KPS. Me and KPS have nothing better to do, so we thought we'd take a walk down towards the town centre. We went past the rows of symmetrical houses, the ones with the identical cars outside. As we approached the King's Head pub, we could hear that familiar sound of shouting, pool cues breaking, glasses smashing. There was a kid on the table outside the pub. He was only about 15. He said, "Here, lads, do you want any ease? Do you want any coke?" We said no thanks and we carried on walking, and I think you could say that the acid was starting to work. We hadn't realised, but it had been raining for at least 20 minutes and we were soaked through. Spangle looked funny in his oversized t-shirt, and KPS couldn't stop grinning. He looked like a Cheshire cat. At one point, he even disappeared into a tree. Opposite the pub was the brand new Chinese restaurant. Benny Wong's, it was called. It was made entirely of glass, so you could see all the patterns that were eaten inside. And we looked in, and they were all in there. Tizer G in his West Ham top. Owen Sex, he had a blonde bimbo on his arm. Kevin Magoo, he was smashing something up in the corner. And Malcolm was there, I couldn't believe it. He always made out like he was agoraphobic and housebound. Lee Jasper's there, he was telling everyone how great it was in Australia. And Kim Rennie was there, no one was really talking to her that much. And then, I couldn't believe it, what the fuck was Uncle Alan doing there, the traitor? He always told us he was on our side. And this is really starting to blow my mind now. And I think you could say that the acid was very, very strong. Miscellany of weapons, which if I had more time would read to you in alphabetical order, but it's running a bit late now, so I'll cut to the chase. They were 8 miles high. They had fangs instead of teeth, and they had brains the size of peas. And I said to KPS, just run. They're not like us. They don't know the man is just a significant speck of dust. And I blew my mind.